Hi, I'm Thomas Ha, and you're listening to the J-Pop Exchange with Sean Bird.
Joining us right now is Tomo Asaha of EchoStream, who was kind enough to stop by for an interview right here on the J-Pop Exchange. Hi, Tomo. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting. I really appreciate it.
Would you mind sharing with us what it was like growing up in Japan?
In Hyogo, I grew up around nature. It was so beautiful. I felt I could even reach the stars. My father wanted me to be a professional baseball player, but it was just playing with balls. But my parents liked classical music and brought me to some music halls. I was too young to appreciate it, but my parents said that I seemed happy.
Interesting. And what led you to want to pursue a career in music?
Oh, when I was in junior high school, I started a band with my friends just for fun. But it ended up starting my music life. I found out how much I love playing music with friends. And when I was in the next band called Voyage, which is a visual J-rock band, many fans supported us. I learned that music had power to help people's mind too. Those two things made me notice how much power music had, even though it's difficult at times.
I see. That's very interesting. And how did you develop your musical and technical abilities?
I practice a lot by myself. I have copied a lot of music to improve my guitar skills. And sometimes I would buy guitar textbook. And I studied musical theory by myself.
Impressive. Who are your musical influences?
I like Nine Inch Nails and Radiohead. Also, I respect Hide from X-Japan.
What music do you enjoy listening to?
Actually, I don't usually listen to music. I like to listen to sounds from anything. For example, wind, rainfall, birds singing, like more nature sounds. But when I listen, I would love to listen to piano sounds. George Winston with aroma candle at home would be awesome.
You currently play in the band EchoStream. Tell us about this experience. How did this opportunity come to be?
EchoStream is an amazing band. I'm happy for working with this artistic band. I really wanted to work on atmospheric music. And about the history of EchoStream, me and Tony, who is the producer of EchoStream now, made the other band named Unknown Frequency when we lived in Japan. Also, Ryoko joined this band as a keyboardist. And Tony and Ryoko started EchoStream. Sometimes I joined EchoStream as a support guitarist and recording guitarist. But in Japan, it's more difficult to spread our music because it's harder to get people into it at the time. I think it's just culture. Then Tony and Ryoko moved to the United States and tried to find another guitarist, but they couldn't. So I got many love calls from Mr. Tony Grant for like a year. Then I decided to move and join them. I was very happy though because we found two amazing drummers.
In addition to your work with EchoStream, are you working with other bands or on other projects as well?
Yeah, I just started a new project named Alias, which is J-pop band with some Japanese artists. This project is like more unit band. Each member had their own main band. The music of this band reminds me of Final Fantasy. I can't say a lot yet, but it's more like good for anime. We have concept for the band. You can imagine that there is a heroine who is trying to save the world, finding troops of people who have the same will and goal. See? It sounds like Final Fantasy, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Now we are recording a couple of songs.
I gather that you live in the United States now. What was the transition of moving to the United States like for you? And what are your impressions of the United States?
For me, the United States compared to Japan feels more slow-paced, even New York City. And technology is not as advanced. But Americans are more friendly and I like this a lot. For example, after the show, Japanese are so shy and hesitate to talk to me and they don't express their true feelings about the show, whether they really liked it or not. But American fans are really outgoing. They hug me and give me bunny ears to wear.
Cool. Do you feel that living in the United States has influenced you as a musician?
Yes, I believe it has. Everything around me inspires and influences me. When I encounter another culture, I try to absorb it and channel it into creativity.
Interesting. Do you have any current or upcoming projects that you'd like to talk about?
Oh, about EchoStream, we are working on a new album now. I don't know when we will release, but it's starting with a very interesting sound.
How can fans contact you to learn more about your music?
You can contact me through MySpace, my fan email, and snail mail. MySpace.com/HeavensFactory. MySpace.com/HEAVENSFACTORY. And an email, tomo.echostream@gmail.com. tomo.echostream@gmail.com. And snail mail, P.O. Box 9454 Lyndhurst, New Jersey 07071. P.O. Box 9454 Lyndhurst, New Jersey 07071.
In conclusion, is there anything that you'd like to talk about or mention that we haven't discussed thus far?
No, I think it's enough, I guess. Well, I just want to say I really appreciate that opportunity to talk to you today. I really had a good time with you. And thank you for listening to this radio and supporting me and EchoStream. I would love to hear from you, so keep your eyes on us. Go to myspace.com/heavensfactory and contact with me, please.
Thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Thanks again, Tomo.